Do you dare to be transparent as a leader? What happens when integrity meets vulnerability? In today's episode, we're going to jump right into it. Point number one, consistently share the why behind the decision. See, sharing the reasons behind your decisions transparently builds understanding and most of all, credibility within the team. Now, family, I know you're asking, well, why is this important? Well, because team members trust leaders who openly articulate their rationale and making decisions seem fair and less arbitrary. What happens a lot of times, family, is that when a decision is made, the team is trying to understand, well, why did we go in that direction? If it's a team that is a curious team, and you have your teams that don't really care why the decision is made. But when I say asking, constantly sharing your decision is important because then they understand the vision of where you're going as far as this particular project, because they don't have sometimes all of the information, and you as a project manager don't have all the information. You're building it based off the project charter that you have, and there's things you're going to learn along the way, but the foundation of everything is what's important. So you may have a meeting with the executive and they say, hey, we want to switch directions, but when we switch directions, we're looking to build more in this particular area. And if you're an exceptional project manager, you'll ask the why behind it. So why are we switching directions versus the direction we were going in? Because I want to make sure that I can articulate to the team where they won't say, oh, here we go again. And if you've been on a team like that, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. But the point of it being is that you want to ensure that you understand the why so you can articulate the why behind it. Here's my actionable tip. After making important decisions, communicate clearly the rationale and invite questions from the team. I don't know why people run from the questions from the team. You need to walk right into them so you can ensure that you can build confidence with them. Point number two, follow through on commitment every time. Constantly honoring your promises, even small ones, shows reliability, a critical component of integrity. Here's why this is important. When a project manager is reliable, team members feel secure, confident, and it reinforces trust. Here's my actionable tip for you today, family. Keep a detailed log of your commitments, review them daily, and ensure you're always following through on your commitment clearly if you can't. One of the things I'll also do is I will keep in my calendar, if there's a commitment that we made, I'll also plug it in my calendar or on my task manager within. It's like a task thing where you can actually schedule it. So if I said, hey, you know what, I'll schedule that meeting on a certain date, I'll put it in there, because what I don't want to happen is I'll forget because you're just moving from project to project or you're moving from meeting to meeting, and just let your project team member know. Point number three, share your human side to the team. Listen, project manager, we're not robots. I don't know why you guys won't be so human. And I'm not here to shame you, because I was the same way. I was like almost like a robot till I understand the importance of the human side of project management. See, we need to reveal personal interest, sometimes even some struggles, to help the team, because a lot of times the teams are going through their own professional doubts. So when you talk about your professional doubts, it helps humanize you. Now I know what you're thinking. Well, if I'm vulnerable like that, then they may try to use it against me. Listen, a leader who's open about vulnerabilities and relatable, it builds a deeper emotional connection, and this fosters trust. Here's my actionable tip. In appropriate moments, share personal anecdotes or challenges during team building exercises or casual interactions. A lot of times, you need to be able to connect with your team. See, the more the team understands the why or reason why you are, for instance, when I would lead teams, I put a sense of urgency, and I was like, well, Ed, why would we have to get this done? So I said, reason why we got to get this done now, so we won't have to worry about it later, or if something else comes down the pipeline, or we need to shift because of external factors, meaning, because I've worked a lot of cybersecurity projects, as well as in a lot of infrastructure projects. And if you didn't make, you may get something external where they say, okay, well, now this policy has changed. We're no longer going in that direction. So we need to shift. We need to go ahead and go through change management to actually make the update. And making that update, now that's going to shift the triple constraints, cost, time, schedule, and quality. So we want to make sure and the scope, of course, we want to make sure that we are ahead. So we create a sense of urgency. We won't have to go back and think about it. All right. Point number four, protect and defend your team. Standing up for your team in difficult situations builds loyalty and demonstrates integrity. Why is it support? When team members see you constantly supporting them, their trust and confidence in your leadership grows significantly. What is the actionable tip here? The actionable tip is your team faces criticism from external stakeholders. Address it directly by clarifying the facts and standing by your team's decisions. What you're going to run into is that your team will be attacked by stakeholders. And if not purposely on some occasions it is, but when it's something that a stakeholder is saying, well, they should have done it this way, or why you're not doing this, one of the first things I would always do is first meet with that stakeholder one-on-one. Or I will say, hey, can we take this offline? And when I take it offline, I will talk to them individually. Now, if it escalates on there where they don't want to have that conversation, then I meet them professionally, of course, with the same aggression as far as how they're coming at the team to let the team know, hey, you guys are right in this situation. And I'm going to professionally I'm not going to curse. I'm not going to use bad language. I'm going to address it with tact and ensure it's right. And also just to make sure, I'm going to send a meeting recap on what we discussed, because this is how you protect your team, because you know the model here. Documentation beats what? Documentation beats conversation. So I'm going to document that conversation and explain what we did and why we actually did it. Point number five, give credit generously and publicly. That's one thing that irks me when I'm, you know, part of a team, or I've watched other project managers, when they don't acknowledge their team members' contribution publicly and show some humility and appreciation. Why is this important? Public recognition builds trust by demonstrating that you're genuinely, and I do mean genuinely, invested in your team's success, not just your own, because you have to keep in mind, family, as a project manager, when a team has the success, that success is going to be translated to you. Now, the one thing about, I always say a project manager is really a coach, because when the team does extremely well, the team is recognized. When the team doesn't do well, well, you are criticized and you are held accountable because you had measures to help this team be success. Meaning that if there was some turmoil going on within the team, you should have escalated. If somebody wasn't doing what they were supposed to do, you should have escalated. But first, before you went through your escalation path, you should have gave them an opportunity by providing proposed solutions and actually executing on those solutions. So don't get so caught up in the whole aspect of, oh, I'm not going to recognize my team. Why not? Your team is the one that is allowing you to have this opportunity of leading this team. Here's my actionable tip. Make a habit of highlighting specific team achievements regularly in meetings or through team-wide emails. Point number six, make yourself approachable. You know, I said I wasn't going to do it, so I'll do my best. But hey, you guys don't be, if it comes out, it comes out. But you want to be approachable and encourage the team to share concerns, ideas, or doubt openly. This is important, family, because team trusts leaders who are accessible and responsive. Okay, it's coming out. You know, a lot of times what happens is that you'll have leaders as project managers that don't make themselves accessible. What do you mean, Ed? Is that you can't reach out and call them. If you call them, they won't really take the call, or watch this. They won't really talk with you until they need something from you. And it's just like, no, it doesn't work that way. If you're going to have a team that trusts you, you guys need to have this layer of communication. So, and one of the reasons why I get it is that because they try to say, well, they don't want to face the negative repercussions for having to speak up for their team members, or having to deal with the emotions of someone complaining to them, what they consider complaining. But see, you don't understand, if someone is coming to you to give you some open concerns, they also have to be willing to help. I mean, you have to be willing to help them provide solutions. Now, if they're coming fussing and complaining all the time and they don't want to work on getting some solutions in place, because you know what we talk about. We look at the problem, but then we start transitioning and say, well, what solutions do you recommend that we could go with to address some of these issues that you're dealing with? Here's my actionable tip. Maintain regular open communication policy. Encourage your team, your project team, to voice their concerns. Point number seven, admit and own your mistakes openly. Acknowledging mistakes openly shows that you are human, approachable, and genuinely committed to honesty rather than perfection. You are going to make some mistakes. We are not perfect. You're going to stumble. You're going to do things and say things that, hey, I didn't mean to say, it was just a moment. And yeah, you were wrong. However, it's one of those things that by demonstrating integrity builds psychological safety, and it encourages team members to feel safe admitting their own mistakes. Here's my actual tip. In your next team meeting, openly share a recent mistake, the lessons learned, and how you plan to avoid it in the actual future, family. Point number 8, actively listen without judgment. Listening without immediate judgment signals genuine respect or openness. You know, have you ever talked to somebody that when you're having a conversation with them, you can already see their mind already planning a response for you. And you're like, I didn't even finish. Okay, maybe that's just me. Point I'm trying to make, family, is this is important because encouraging open dialogue, enabling team members to speak truthfully about challenges or disagreements, it brings you and the team closer together. Here's my actionable tip. Practice active listening by summarizing team members' concerns before responding and demonstrating genuine understanding. That looks like, hey, if a project team member is saying to you, when we do this, X, Y, and Z happens, meaning, hey, when we're in these meetings, I don't never get a chance to be able to speak up and give my feedback because someone else in the meeting is always trying to take up the time of talking. Great. So if I heard you correctly, is when we are in the meeting, you don't have an opportunity to voice your concerns like everyone else because someone is trying to take over the meeting. Exactly. Okay. Well, we'll address that next meeting. Here's my final advice, family. As a project manager, trust isn't earned. It's intentionally built through daily action, and you can't make everyone happy all of the time. However, continue going on the journey, which you will not get right every time as a leader, can inspire loyalty, drive results, and create an environment where your team thrives. I have 3 points and I'll send you on your way, family. I appreciate the opportunity today. Consistently share the why behind your decision. As you know, transparency sparks trust and it motivates action. Number 2, show your human side to the team. Come on now. I mean, you don't have to be a robot. I know when you first get started in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you want to show that, you know, how professional and how good, and you almost start turning into a robot instead of just being authentic, still maintaining the professional side in a way and just connecting everything together. You will build stronger relationships. And the last and final thing is protect and defend your team. Standing up for your team builds loyalty that endures many challenges. I have 3 questions. I just want to have you think about this. What decision can I clarify better with my team right now? Number 2, how should I share a personal moment to build a deeper trust tomorrow? And the last and final one is, what immediate action can I take to support and defend my team today? Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that simply means Ed. Until next time.